This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok was brought home late Tuesday, his office said, after a day of intense international pressure following his removal in a military coup. His office adds Hamdok is, quote, under close surveillance, while other ministers and civilian leaders remain under arrest after the army dissolved Sudan's institutions on Monday. Earlier in the day, the U.S. said it would suspend aid over the coup, and the EU had threatened to do the same. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres demanded Hamdok, quote, be released immediately ahead of an emergency Security Council meeting. The coup comes just over 2 years into a delicate power-sharing arrangement between the military and civilians after the army's ousting during enormous street protest in April 2019. Of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Angry citizens stood their ground on barricaded streets where tires burned, chanting, quote, no to military rule, the day after four people were shot dead by security forces, according to a doctor's group. A medical panel of U.S. government advisors endorsed the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds Tuesday, paving the way for younger children to get their shots within weeks. The independent experts concluded the known benefits outweigh the known risks. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which convened the meeting, is expected to give its formal green light soon, making 28 million young Americans eligible for the shot by mid-November. Analysis by Pfizer posted by the FDA before the meeting shows the vaccine was 91% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Senate panel probing Brazil's pandemic response asked the Supreme Court on Tuesday to suspend President Jair Bolsonaro from social media as it prepared to vote on a report accusing him of crimes against humanity. The senators called for the far-right leader to be barred indefinitely from YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram after he falsely alleged COVID-19 vaccines were linked to AIDS. The lawmakers said in a court filing signed by the 11-members panel deputy chair, quote, we can no longer tolerate this type of behavior. The request came as the Senate commission, which has spent the past 6 months investigating the government's pandemic response, prepared to vote on a final report that recommends the president face criminal charges for downplaying COVID-19 and flouting expert advice on containing it. The committee does not have the power to bring charges itself and is unlikely the attorney general or lower house speaker, both Bolsonaro allies, will open criminal or impeachment proceedings. Haiti's streets were unusually quiet on Tuesday and gas stations remained dry as gangs blocked the entrance to ports that hold fuel stores, and the country's main gang boss demanded that Prime Minister Ariel Henry resign. Days-long fuel shortages have left Haitians with few transport options and forced the closure of some businesses. Hospitals, which rely on diesel generators to ensure electricity due to constant blackouts, may shut down as well. The situation has put further pressure on a population already struggling under a weakening economy and a wave of gang kidnappings, including the abduction earlier this month of a group of Canadian and American missionaries. Gangs have taken on an increasingly political role following the July assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. And Ukraine's health minister urged more people to get their COVID-19 shots as coronavirus deaths hit a daily record of 734 on Tuesday, with hospitalizations up more than a fifth on the previous week. One of Europe's poorest countries, Ukraine fell behind in the race for vaccine supplies this year. And so far, only around 7 million in a population of 41 million are fully vaccinated. It's one of several countries in former communist Eastern Europe where vaccination rates are the continent's lowest, now experiencing a record-setting wave of infections with some of the highest death rates in the world. In a bid to combat vaccine hesitancy, Ukraine has made vaccines mandatory for some government employees, such as teachers. The unvaccinated face restrictions on access to restaurants, sports, and other public events. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.